deep thoughts. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. An international team led by scientists at Rutgers University is looking at the likely level of future sea level rise by studying core samples that tell of sea levels in Earth's past, rock and soil samples that date back around 3 million years to the Pliocene epoch. That was the last time Earth's CO2 levels were similar to today's, but atmospheric temps back then were 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer. The samples were taken from three locales: Virginia, New Zealand, and Aniwetok Atoll in the North Pacific. They suggest that with the Earth's current atmospheric level of carbon dioxide and a temperature rise of 3.6 degrees anticipated due to global warming, sea levels will be 40 to 70 feet higher. The Greenland and West Antarctic ice sheets and part of the East Antarctic ice sheet will likely melt, swamping the world's coasts and affecting up to 70% of the world's population. But the researchers caution you not to sell your beachfront property just yet. These changes could take over 1,000 years, when the big blue marble could be a lot less marble and a lot more blue.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation. Federally sponsored research brought to you by you.
Learn more at nsf.gov.